Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Hi, I'm Murray Morgan, and welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. In this interview, Chris Cubbage talks to Narelle Devine, the Chief Information Security Officer for the Department of Human Services at the Women in Cybersecurity Mentoring event in Sydney. Narelle talks about the difficulty in going out to market to find talent in cybersecurity and how it takes all sorts and a broad experience to build a strong cybersecurity team. The two also discuss her role as a CISO and the importance of developing a peer-to-peer network to generate solutions or bounce ideas off one another. Now, here's Chris Cubbage and Narelle Devine.
We're at the Women in Cyber Mentoring event for 2017 in Sydney, thanks to Commonwealth Bank for the use of their offices. I'm joined by Narelle Devine, the Chief Information Security Officer for the Department of Human Services. Narelle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we just wanted to talk about the work environment. We did touch on it previously, but you mentioned, you know, we will train you, but also retention is a challenge as well. Maybe just talk about from the department's perspective and what you're seeing in your role. Maybe talk about your department in terms of people and some how are you addressing some of the challenges around retention and training?
So we've certainly tried to approach this in a different way. Going back out to market, continually looking for skilled people that have X amount of years of experience, it doesn't work. It's not working across the ecosystem. There are some niche areas where it does work. But particularly in Canberra, there are not a lot of people that have those really high-level skills yet. Cyber's relatively new as a thing, so it's not surprising that people don't have 10 years of cyber experience. So we've really tried to adopt a model where we take people that just have the right attitude and the right aptitude for this. They don't need formal qualifications. They don't need to have a bunch of letters after their name or a bunch of courses under their belt if they have a real bent for doing cyber operations. And I'd caveat that with that's not all technical. There really is also a bit of an opinion out there that cyber is very technical and it's very mystified. We want to demystify it a little. You need all sorts of people to make a good cyber team.
But you still have that incident response. So you train them in particular roles, and as you say, it's a very broad area too. So it's not like you can specialise too early. That broad experience is important as well?
Absolutely. So we think it's very much a combination of formal training with on-the-job training and mentorship within our team. So we've got people that are experienced in the team, obviously, so that we have a capability. But part of their role is not just day-to-day doing their particular thing. That's part of it. But the other part is to take 2 to 3 grads, cadets, apprentices, STEMs, and actually take them under their wing and give them that on-the-job mentoring and training and teach them how to be their relief effectively.
You touched on, again, in your opening talk this morning, is a cyber skills shortage. One, you're seeing a cyber skill shortage?
So I would say from the department, no. We're full, but I can see why across the ecosystem there are not enough people. So it's easy when you're big, I think, to be able to attract that. I am not blinkered to the fact that it is difficult for small and medium-sized enterprises and agencies to find those people and to be able to do what they need to do.
And what would be some of your advice to those people, one, either just entering the industry or considering a move into cybersecurity? Obviously, computer science or information security knowledge is fundamental still, but is it that gap between a 3 to 4 year tertiary education, then entering the workforce, or is it something that they maybe should be thinking about part-time study and then entering the workforce earlier? What are your thoughts on that?
Do it in parallel. And we honestly need all types. So, yes, we need people that have formal tertiary qualifications, absolutely. But we also need people that want to come straight from school, that they're happy to go to TAFE at night, or they're actually happy just to work and we'll send them on a one-week course every now and then. We also have trainers that we employ that do training in-house as well. So I really do think the best model is a blend. But if you like tinkering with computers in your spare time and you kind of have a bit of a bent for problem solving, they're the people I want to talk to.
And finally, yourself as a CISO, how important is that network and that peer-to-peer network to develop but also to maintain?
Incredibly important. We're very good at using technology as cyber professionals. We love playing with tech, but we're also the most distrusting of tech. So we know what can be done with it, and it really is imperative that we have that personal relationship. Reaching out to a colleague, and it doesn't matter whether it's government, corporate, industry, academia, being able to bounce ideas off them or generate discussion when there is an event happening is absolutely the most valuable thing I have.
Wonderful. Narelle, thank you very much for your time today. Thank you for showing some leadership to the Women in Cyber Mentoring event, and appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.